my dúirich me dúirí offa bin nósir, my dúirich me dúirte gur chuis bát tánú. So, the ask, you know, you are much bias not to, you know, to tell him that I'm faithful to him and I'm not willing to go off and so on and so forth. What is it? So, Klal Yisrael answers, and it goes through a sheer kaima. We'll see in a second the goyim. Let's see first the first goyim over here because it's more of a kedama to the rest of it. Doidi tzachvarim, choishev kan kol ashir kaima. So he goes through the entire kaviyachol kaima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Shir Koyim actually is a sefer called like that, a very early Kabbalah's work, which is very unclear who wrote it and what, when, was machlokes about it. The word Shir Koyim is Ke'ilu D'Ribayin Shalom, as if he would be a full person, and it means in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis, as they are structured from top to bottom. But Inyan Shal Shir Koyim Hukach, what is the Inyan of having all these, you know, so he says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu nista v'nigla, nista mitzarat v'nigla mitzad ma'isa." Kadosh Baruch Hu has two tzadim. He's nista and nigla. He himself, kaviyach, is nista. His ma'isim are all project certain things. So, l'mashal, it's like when I shine X-rays on an X-ray film. So the X-rays themselves are invisible, but striking the film, they form a certain path. All of Ribbono Shelom's Hashgacha, from top to bottom together, are in a tzura of Adam. They have the tzuras a tzura of Adam, and they are they ke'ilu project a certain in the Shir Koyim you get two nekudas. You get a lot of pratim, just like a person's aver, so you can analyze the hand and the foot and the heart and the liver and so on. That's one aspect of Shir Koyim. And you also deher a kololistic bria that together is something. So in Shir Koyim itself, you have two inyanim that are almost opposite, but they go hand in hand. The Pirut Ha'ivar Kaviyachol, each Hanhaga has its own Mahalchim, its own Inyan, its own Ikudis. That's one half of it. And the second half of it is the Tziruf of all of the things together, forming Tziruf Adam Kol Yusa. And that's how we understand the Dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Kabbalah all uses Adam Zevarim as a chetimtza. The highest olam is called Adam Kadmon because it's a tzura of an entirety of a person kaviyachol. That's why it's called Adam Kadmon. One more nature over here that's important. A kaima is a tall person, an erect and tall person. This contrasts to a bal chai. A bal chai does not have a koima. So a bal chai in a chenami, each aver is its own inyan. There's a mikradika combination of the two. It's ke'ilu, the heart gets food, but behema eats because its stomach is growling. It runs because there's a tiger coming, and so on. So the different chalokim of a behema never really add up to a klal, and certainly not a klal that's nevea from the head. Adam, it's the whole surus Adam is that things will go from top to bottom, that there'll be seichel and das, which begins to mobilize and the lungs and the hands and feet to go to do whatever it's supposed to do. So the type of action like that Shayach by Adam is this specifically. So the entire bottom of Adam is holding up as opposed to Behemoth, where the head is attached to the body and gets from the body, but it's not the pshat that the whole body is meshubit to hold up the head. In a tsura of a long line of things connected to each other, all we can say is they're connected. I can't say that the guf of the behemoth carries the head. In Adam, Tzuras Adam, the guf of the Adam is not entirely aligned to carry the roish. So with Mela, that is a world of different, and that's why Adam has a kaima. One of the hours, I think it was the fourth or the fifth hour, when Chazal lists every hour what happened, they say that the fourth or fifth hour, Adam stood up, the kaima skufa. The standing up is not just to stretch out the muscles a little bit. It means that the tzuras Adam took on that tzura of a kaima. Kozman Adam is lying on the ground, then he's not much different than a bal chai, even if he has seichel. But I don't say that the whole tzura is there to hold up the seichel. When Adam stands b'shebe kaima, and the top of it is on top of it, the pshat is the entirety of the guf is there to hold up the top. That's the word of it.